Jamestown Parks and Recreation unveils spring activities. Jamestown Police Department releases 2021 annual report. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Blue skies and warmer weather are starting to settle in as the first signs of spring are upon us. The Jamestown Parks and Recreation Department has already released their plans and beginning plans for the summer. Director Amy Walters says the biggest spring event is their 61st annual Easter egg hunt, which will return April 16th at McElroy Park.
Typical to what we've done in past years, we'll be near the Saratoma shelter, which is over near the softball diamonds. We're very grateful to the Jamestown Elks Club, which sponsors this event for us each year. We welcome families to come out. We'll have designated spaces for different ages of children.
Walters says they'll continue to host open skate at the Wilson Arena over the year, and those gearing up for summer can sign up for swim lessons at the Two Rivers Activity Center. Read more online at newsdakota.com. The Jamestown Police Department has released their 2021 annual report, and according to Jamestown Police Chief Scott Ettinger, it was an extraordinarily average year. The report discusses officer resignations, new sworn-in officers, and staffing changes. Chief Ettinger also reported on how the department has continued to navigate the coronavirus pandemic throughout the year. Reportable offenses were up in 2021 compared to 2020 with 1,093. In total, there were 14,680 total calls for service, up from 13,423 in 2020. And police in Minot said Wednesday they've made an arrest in the 2007 stabbing death of an 18-year-old woman. Anita Knutson, a student at Minot State University, was found stabbed to death in her apartment on June 4, 2007. A 34-year-old woman has been arrested at her workplace without incident and is currently being held at the Ward County Jail on suspicion of murder. Police have since not responded immediately to any messages. That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.